No, it's a bit strange because at the end of the day, when I got given this new album, I had a promo copy of it, and every time I've had to kind of get my music ready for a radio show, I've been thinking, hey, I'm going to play a track from the album, but
good man,
I can never find the album. I don't know what I did with it. So now that you've turned up with finished copies, there's no excuse. Emanative.
There you go.
Why are you making it so confusing? Nick.
That's why I'm here, to tell you how to pronounce it.
You also came up, apart from making a sublime music with Emanative, you also came up with a great, which I used actually as my avatar, that sort of poster of Barack Obama digs America.
Well, hey.
That's really good.
Glad you like that.
You should have done a T-shirt about that.
Well, you know, we should figure it out.
We should. Well, maybe it's a bit late now.
It's too late. It's very relevant, I reckon. We'll see.
whisper my name, call me your only, follow the sound of my heart beating. When you have gone, feel your caresses, taste of your lips. Of my spirit become divine, come into me, into the place where I am dreaming of your embrace to me. Follow the sound of my heart beating. To the city, darkest of red, there you will find that my love's only way to something greater. Memories fade, a soul in days are gone without trace, until from nowhere you see the fire that all the waiting was to be free, though seemingly caught in the web. In the web.
The album's called Space.
Indeed.
Inspired by several artists. It's got a bit of a Sun Ra kind of feel about some
Definitely.
Of the some of the titles. We Travel the Space Beats.
Absolutely, yeah, you got it.
It's a fabulous album.
Well, thank
tell me
you,
a little,
sir.
Tell me a little bit about how you recorded it and the band and the full crew on it.
Well, that'll take a while. There's a lot of guys on it.
Yeah.
We've got Ben Hadwin on horns. Got Jessica Lauren on all keys and synths.
Which is great, and she's been around. Soul Jazz Records, lots of session playing. And
Absolutely, for years.
Demis Roussos.
The new album.
Wow, that was kind of obscure when I heard that news. So you've got her playing a lot on your LP, because she does all the keyboard parts, right?
Absolutely, well, most of them.
Right.
We've got Rapson on a tune, Mark Rapson.
Yeah, who's been doing some brilliant edits.
Yeah, totally.
Amazing stuff. You play drums, right?
Yeah, that's mainly what I do.
Yeah, and bands before Emanative? Or is
Lots.
This your first?
Lots of bands.
Right.
Lots of sessions. This is my first production.
Yeah, big deal.
You know. Yeah. So who else have we got? We've got Neville, the Navigator, Celestial Navigations on bass. Jeff Woolley, K-Scope, played on a couple of tracks. Engineered a lot of the stuff for the album. Some of the Neville sessions, the vocal sessions. My wife, Liz Alensky, on vocals on a couple of tracks.
Got to get the wife on there.
Absolutely, when she sounds like she does. Heidi Vogel on a track.
Yeah, we just heard her actually on a bit of background vocal for a remix you did for Jose James.
She did her cosmic kind of spiritual thing there.
And a bit of a kind of connection, because I was making the sort of parallels with this album and some early cinematic orchestra stuff. She sings with them. Quite an inspiration
totally.
To you. I mean, were they quite
cinematic?
Yeah, when they first came around.
Oh, totally. I mean, I'm sure you can hear it.
Yeah.
In especially the kind of more jazzier tracks like Petite Planète, Wind, Sand and Stars. Definitely. But she was away on tour with them in Japan. and then would kind of come back, do a quick session for me, bugger off again, you know. So yeah,
it feels quite produced. I mean, it feels like there's that live swing about the album, but it you spend time on your own.
I've spent time, definitely.
How long did it take to make this record?
It took about a year and a half, because I would kind of start late on a night after my kids were in bed, you know.
How many
start
kids?
About ten, three kids.
Oh my gosh, okay.
So that when they were in bed, you know, by about 9 or 10,
right,
I'd get to work.
It's going to be hard to do a
work
live show.
Work till about 3 in the morning.
Right, yeah, we know it.
You know.
It's going to be hard to do a live show if you've got the family waiting for you and all
nah,
that.
Man, I'll bring them along. You
yeah,
know.
You'll do. How old are they?
We've got, the eldest is 12.
Right.
Next one is will be 4.
Oof.
1st of June.
Gap.
And Miles, the little boy, is nearly 2.
Right, okay. Excellent. Well, congratulations on not only being able to make brilliant music, but be able to create a family.
Yeah.
And to have...
I think I deserve that.
Yeah, not only is your wife and you, you know, working in sort of parenthood, but you're also working in the studio. That's a good deal.
Definitely.
Well done.
Thank you.
The album is coming out on Futuristica.
Is out on Futuristica.
It's already out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and
only just. You know.
Only just. You know what? I'm playing a track at the moment. You can't hear it because you haven't got any headphones on. But I'm playing one of your interludes now. I can either go into space.
Which interlude is it?
This is the first interlude.
Hey.
Shall I go into Space Invader or shall I play a Jessica Warren track?
Well, go into Space Invader with a bit of Deborah Jordan.
Let's do it.
Thank you. is a united effort for coordinated control. Peace is the will of the people and the will of the land. With peace, we can move ahead together. We want you to join us this evening in this universal prayer. This universal prayer for peace for every man. All you got to do is clap your hands. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Let loving never cease.
Known that for ages.
No?
Pharoah Sanders.
Absolutely.
Who Am I La, Prince of Peace. Is that your favourite Pharoah Sanders, if you had to pick one?
If I had to pick one, then yeah, I'd say yeah.
And
but that's tough to pick one.
Yeah, no, of course. And if you had to pick one musician from the annals of history, that is jazz.
Musician?
Yeah, one musician.
Woohoo!
Would it be Coltrane or would it be...
Gosh, what a question. I'll answer that if you answer that. How's that?
Yeah, it's always difficult. I mean, I've always sort of... when it comes to sort of how much do I listen to... I do find myself listening to a good classic jazz quartet album more than probably even a Curtis Mayfield album in a way. And I think that...
Nice.
I think it would be Wayne Shorter. Because I just love the way he sounds.
Oh, totally.
But then you can't say that, in a way, when you've got Coltrane, who's done so much different stuff. I mean, you know, could you live without Love Supreme?
No.
But,
No.
It's hard, isn't it?
So I probably first got into the Pharoah Sanders stuff.
Yeah.
So,
How was that? How did that happen for you? How did you discover that kind of music?
That's a good question. It must have been sampled by... It was through hip-hop, I'm sure.
Right.
I can't remember exactly, but it must have been. But
do you remember the day that you sort of bought or opened up that Jewels of Thought album and put the needle on the record? And do you remember that day when you put it on and it was like a revelation?
I heard that track first on an Impulse comp put together, I think, by Patrick Forge.
Right, yeah, that was a great series he did, actually. There was two or three copies of that. Yeah, there was a few.
Every track on it was just...
Yeah. Modality, there was like three or four volumes.
It probably was that one, in fact.
Yeah.
And it was just like the Eastern thing, the really deep thing, you know, I was away from there.
Yeah.
So it's not that long ago, really. I mean, it's in the last... It's in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So you guys have been into that stuff for way longer.
It's funny, this kind of jazz... I mean, the other thing, talking of musicians, and one I don't always mention, but another brilliant jazz player for me, and every album he's done is amazing, is Yusef Lateef. Because it's got that slightly Eastern flavour, hasn't it?
That's totally what I'm into.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky enough to have Ben Hadwin, who is into a bit of that stuff. He plays a bit of Gai Ling, which is an instrument from Tibet, you know. So we capture a bit of that, I hope. Totally into it.
And we need to go through who else is on the record.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't quite finish off, did I? That was Deborah Jordan on the Space Invader track. She's on a couple of tracks.
Mm. And Deborah, who... was she married? I don't know, whatever. I mean, let's not get
together
personal.
With Simon S, who runs Simon. Futuristic Music. And sure, she has a lot... Well, I know she has a lot to do with the label. She's like virtually A&R, you know.
Well,
she introduces
amazing.
Cy to
she's
some great projects.
Proper, you know, singer. She's sung with a lot of people.
She really has.
On the scene. And I think Simon, actually, and Futuristica, they're doing a brilliant job. I think it's a really good home for you.
Well, thanks a lot.
To be on there.
Check Deborah's new track called Home.
Yeah. So you've got Deborah, you've got Heidi, Jessica Lawrence, there's some good... You've got your wives, there's some good, you know, female
Liz
energy.
Zelensky, she hates being referred to as just the wife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not by you, by me.
Yeah, of course, I know, it's awful. But there's lots of ladies on this album, which is good. It's not just, you know, you surrounded yourself with, you know...
I surrounded myself with ladies, yeah.
Absolutely. And Neville...
Yeah.
I think we've done everybody, right?
There's a few kind of guest guys. There's Jeff Woolley plays some piano on there. Mark Rapson plays some Rhodes on there. Jesse Reuben Wilson plays some Rhodes on there. Todd Simon from California plays some trumpet. He arranged all the strings for Madlib live over there recently. So he's quite a dude. All sorts of guys on there.
I want to play a track which Mark Rapson did a little remix on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's play this, because this is quite a big tune.
Sinking when all I want is to be healed. when all I want is to be
I'm
Watching Britain's Got Talent at the moment.
My wife is watching it, my kids are watching it, so therefore I'm watching it. Does that answer the question?
No, don't feel guilty.
it's not really my cup of tea.
Of course it's not, but we all watch it. The funny thing is, I'm really into the dancers.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you see the dancers?
Yeah, they're funky, aren't they?
They were kind of left. I was really impressed by that. I mean, I was. I'm not expecting to.
Maybe. What are they called?
There's two troops. Two as well. There's one. There was a little kids in it, which I thought was the one I thought was probably the more interesting one. And there's another troop that are actually almost the same.
It's true. It's true.
But I can't remember the name.
I know the one you mean. The one with the kid with the fro.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing his thing. That's...
Yeah. Yeah, and they're all brothers and friends and all that kind of stuff.
All brothers, yeah.
I'm beginning to warm to Simon Cowell as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's, you know, he's got something to say, and he's usually right, and he's brutally honest, and you'd want to be, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, all three of them, I've absolutely, you know, they've not been in my good books for many, many years. Piers Morgan, don't really know the girl, but they're doing good TV.
We should get you on there. You know, it's the fourth judge.
Got to do it. So that was another... The album, the more I listen to the album, the better it sounds. And in a way, Britain's Got Talent, Eminative's Got Talent. Would you do something like... If you could get the opportunity... No, that sounds stupid, and we wouldn't sort of think about it.
Eminative Space Beats. Or
why not? Do you know what I mean? I think it would be so great if there was something really interesting on there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I would do it.
Good.
Hook it up.
Got to hook that stuff up. So that was another track from the LP, and before that, a couple of little moments of... we just felt like it, right?
Bit of soul on a sunny morning in Brownswood.
Well, it is right now.
Brownswood bunker.
And I remember that Roy Ayres, because you said, "Guy, have you got Love from the Sun?" I knew that I had the Roy Ayres track, so I was shuffling about. Luckily, it was
climbing
in
on all your vinyl.
Exactly, as you do, and that's what they're there for. Piles of vinyl are there to be. You don't need chairs.
Yeah.
And I've never broken a record that way. Although, funnily really? Enough, maybe I broke that Roy Ayres that way.
That Roy Ayres was very scratched.
Because it's not even scratched. it's literally broken. Maybe it was from the weight.
The scratch was kind of on the beat in a few places.
Yeah, we did well there. A little moment of Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack, and we move on.
The ladies would be happy with that we played some of that.
Yeah, got to do that. Where are we at? Which CD player am I on?
Good question.
This is the one. Thank you. I can't quite believe that's from 1956 from Sun Ra. It's
unbelievable.
That is unbelievable, isn't it?
Absolutely, from that, from 56.
66, okay.
It would make sense. 56.
Never ceases to amaze. I hadn't listened to that for ages. In fact, this is the thing about collecting records. We're talking about music in a way. I have these records, but when do you actually listen to them?
No, when you're not standing on them, I guess.
It's hard. It's hard. But it's good to hear it. We travel the spaceways. And where did you find that, by the way? Where was it? Was it
the CD?
Yeah. Up there somewhere, right?
Up on one of the shelves, yeah. Wow. Just behind me.
Cool. Sunrise. And before
when
that,
you weren't looking and I was filling my bags.
No, as you do. Cedric and Brooks before that.
Yeah.
With Ethiopia. Some selections. Emanative. Nick Woodmansey.
Well, we could have played a load of, you know, space jazz stuff for a whole hour or something, but, you know, there's all sorts of stuff that influenced me for this album. And it wasn't just that stuff. Although it was that stuff.
A big question, I think it would be really good to see this thing go live.
I would love to do that.
What's the plans for that? Anything?
I just need some good reasons to, some good gigs.
Could you bring it in? Could you bring the band in? Is this something that you could deconstruct and create in a live setting? And
oh, definitely. It would take a bit of work, but it's a big band, I guess.
Do you go to gigs?
Yeah, sometimes. Come up to town for a bit. Check something out.
Saw you at Dingle's.
Yeah, I was there. Come up for the good ones.
Yeah. Okay, that would be good if it's going to go live. I think this is definitely going to have some...
Bear me in mind, you know, if you...
Yeah, no, we need to work something out, definitely. Definitely Japan. I can see them loving this record.
Nice.
So, Simon, get on it.
Hook something up over there.
Futuristica. Beautiful stuff. I want to say thanks a lot for coming in, actually. It's been a real pleasure. Enjoyed the music. The album is called Space. It's available online, Google, in-store, everywhere.
Yeah, Juno.
Website.
Kudos.
You got a website? What are you
I've
on?
Just got the MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace is the place.
Do people still care?
I do.
I do as well. I just don't feel there's as much sort of action.
There's not as much attention on MySpace.
Are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook as well.
I don't get that. Everyone's on that. I'm not on that one. I need to be on that one, don't
get
I?
Get on there. Get
I
on
know,
there.
I need to be on
I'll
that.
I'll add you.
Huh?
I'll add you.
Will you? Can you keep doing... Are you doing some designing as well? Because that T-shirt, was that just a little moment of inspiration on your part? Or do you actually do...
I love it. Anything kind of remotely artistic, I'm probably doing something in it.
Did you do this sleeve?
I didn't. But I kind of commissioned all the stuff. That's by Heavyweight, the front cover piece. And they're serious. Check out their stuff. Mm. Heavyweight.com, I think it is.
Great.
Gene Pendon.
Lots of words in the book.
And Carrie May did the piece on the back cover. She's cool as well.
Great. Well, let's just roll it out with this. This is Emanative. We Travel the Space Beats.
Just, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man.
Cheers, boss.
Loved it.